WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rocky Balboa has survived more physical abuse in Sylvester Stallone's new movie Rocky V. Let's see how film critic Owen Gleiberman held up.
The Rocky movies lost their innocence a long time ago. In fact, they lost it the moment Sylvester Stallone took over the director's chores. In no time, he transformed the Rocky saga into a series of high-powered fascist crowd-pleasers. Now, in Rocky V, Stallone makes an honorable stab at recapturing the innocence of this mega-hit series. He's handed the directorial reins back over to John Avildsen, whose straightforward touch helped give the first Rocky its gritty, Frank Capra-on-the-waterfront charm. As Rocky V opens, our hero has learned that years of getting pummeled by human wrecking machines have left him with permanent brain damage. What's more, his entire fortune has been lost by a sleazy accountant. With nowhere to go, Rocky digs through the attic, finds his old fingerless gloves, leather coat, and pork pie hat, and moves his family back to the one place he knows will always be home, the row houses of South Philly. Since he can't box anymore, Rocky becomes a trainer and takes a gifted young fighter named Tommy Gunn under his wing. Tommy becomes a surrogate for Rocky, winning fight after fight. But it's not long before he comes under the spell of George Washington Duke, a Don King-like Faustian promoter who desperately wants Tommy to challenge Rocky to a title bout.
Got to challenge that man to fight Tommy Gunn. And if he refuses, then you got to insult him. You got to dog him. You got to humiliate him. You got to do whatever you got to do to get him into that ring. But that's what you got to do.
For a while, the movie looks like it's going to be about whether Rocky will risk his mental health to get back into the ring. But then there's all this family stuff. Rocky Jr., played by Stallone's 14-year-old son, Sage, is jealous of the attention his father has been lavishing on the new fighter. Can Rocky prove he's a loving dad after all?
You know, I thought we were supposed to be late. You know, be very close. Hey, come on, kid, I love you.
No, you don't.
Sure I do, you know. Do you remember what the deal was? We were supposed to be, like, tight, like cross fingers.
No. No, what you want is you and Tommy be tight. That's you really talking about.
Oh, like, don't say that.
Why can't I say it? Since he's been here, it's Tommy this, Tommy that. You don't have no time for nobody, so I got no time for you.
What are you saying to me, kid? You're like another person.
You're the other person. You said I would be number one to you. You said that and you lied. You lied to me and you lied to Mom.
I never lied to you. Tommy needed my help.
So did I.
Sage Stallone proves a surprisingly talented young actor. But for most of the movie, he and Sly have such an easy rapport, I never really bought Rocky's distance as a father. What's more, Tommy Morrison, the real-life boxing star who plays Tommy Gunn, is a very flat actor. His scenes with Stallone are so underwritten, it's never convincing that Rocky really cares about this guy's career. If Rocky V proves anything, it's that it may simply be too late to inject any real feeling back into this series. The movie uses so many contrivances to turn our hero into an underdog again that it doesn't have a center. It just limps along. Stallone himself is funny and touching as the big-hearted but now slightly blitzed Rocky, whose mind seems every bit as woozy as his words. As a character, Rocky remains appealing to watch, but the magic is definitely gone.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.